Hello there, and welcome to the Illinois Radio Reader. My name is Cedric Richardson, and in this half hour, I'll be bringing you news from the Vermilion County area with a concentration on Danville and surrounding communities. In our first story, a prayer group promotes unity. For an hour each Saturday, people from different denominations and backgrounds come together for a single purpose, to pray. It is the one time when all churches get together, all denominations, all colors, said the Reverend Daniel Offit, director of the Danville Rescue Mission. We pray for the city, state, country, schools, whatever God puts in your heart. The weekly prayer sessions are sponsored by Push for America, made up of local churches. The gathering are every Saturday morning at a different church each week and are open to everyone. Push stands for Pray Until Something Happens. The Reverend Robert Sussman, pastor of Holiday Hills Church, said, Push has been a wonderful way for diverse churches to come together in true faith and love to earnestly pray for our city, state, and country, as well as for our local churches and outreach to the community. Racial healing. While the weekly meetings have been going on for almost 20 years, a new concept was launched this year, monthly prayer meetings on Sunday nights focusing on racial reconciliation. The first was in February at New Life Church of Faith, and the second will be this weekend at Holiday Hills Church. The prayer meeting will start at 6 p.m. Sunday. The monthly meetings focus exclusively on racial healing. My heart is with that, said Sussman, explaining that before apartheid, racial segregation ended in South Africa, he was part of the reconciliation movement there. Offit said the Reverend Thomas Miller with New Life Church of Faith came up with the idea to have monthly gatherings focusing on race. The first gathering attracted 150 people, he said. The Sunday sessions usually begin with music from the host church's praise and worship teams, and then a scripture reading. After that, people go off by themselves to pray in their own way, such as by reading the Bible or meditating. Some pray out loud and others are quiet. Some kneel and some are prostrate. At the end, people hold hands for a communal prayer. All family. The weekly sessions follow a similar arrangement with people praying on their own and then coming together at the end. There's no preaching or collections. Whatever you feel led to do, just show up and pray, said Offit, adding that some people aren't comfortable holding hands, and that's okay. We want to promote unity. You put your titles at the door, and we come in prayer. We're all family. The Push group was started by Richard Williams of Danville in 1998. He got the idea when he was on a Promise Keepers retreat in Indianapolis. The number of people who turn out to pray varies, from about 40 to 100 or 150. Offit said he's been attending for 7 years. God told people to come out, and they've been coming, he added. We've got them all there, representing every denomination. The participants pray for a variety of needs, including government leaders, business owners, and school board members, as well as individuals and their needs. About a year and a half ago, Williams asked Offit to begin leading the groups. Offit gives the devotional each week and sets the schedule. It's been a real blessing, he said. This is my favorite service. I get to be with my black brothers and sisters, my white brothers and sisters, my Catholic brothers and sisters. It looks like what the church is designed to be. Sussman is pleased with the variety of people and churches. 12 churches are involved at this point, mostly African American. For me, it's been wonderful to get a sense of that kind of passion, said Sussman. There's such a connection between the believers. It's a beautiful thing. One man who's been coming on a regular basis said the focus and intensity of the prayers spoke to him. Men from the rescue mission participate as well, he said, and it's nice to see them bridge their diverse backgrounds. Offit said PUSH has been getting attention from people in other cities and states, and some have asked for advice on starting their own groups. It brings so much unity to this community, he said. It's time we let the world know we don't see color. Once a year, PUSH has a community outreach prayer event. Last July, it sponsored a barbecue at Fair Oaks. The schedule. The prayer group meets from 9 to 10 a.m. on Saturdays. March, the Word of Life in Mount Zion at 1535 East Fairchild. In April, it will be at the Southside Church of the Nazarene at 1629 King Street in Tilton. In May, it'll be at the Holiday Hills Community Church at 1700 North Bowman Avenue. In June, it will be at the Second Baptist Church at 935 Oak Street. In July, it'll be at the New Life Church of Faith at 1419 North Bowman Avenue. In August, it will be at the Battle Focus Ministries located at 501 Cunningham. In September, it will be at the First Assembly of God at 428 Walnut Street. Following by October, it will be at the Rock Church at 20 Poland Road. In November, it will be at the New Jerusalem Church at 1033 North Walnut. And finally, in December, it will be at the St. James Free Will Baptist Church at 347 East Seminary. For your information, the second monthly all-church unity prayer meeting will be held at 6 p.m. Sunday, March 5th, at Holiday Hills Church at 1700 North Bowman Avenue. The monthly meetings focus on racial reconciliation. Weekly prayer meetings are held from 9 to 10 a.m. Saturdays at different churches. For more information, contact Daniel Offit at 516-2308 or Robert Sussman at 597-3893. Community Action sets an annual banquet. The East Central Illinois Community Action Agency will present an evening of awards, entertainment, speakers, and a silent auction on March 10th, with proceeds going toward its programs. The 52nd Annual Dinner and Business Meeting will be Friday, March 10th, at Turtle Run Golf and Banquet Center, located at 322 East Liberty Lane. The reception and silent auction begin at 6 p.m., followed by the dinner and program at 7 p.m. The theme is Help People Move Forward. It's always an inspiring as well as entertaining event, said Chantel Savage Bryant, the event chairperson. We encourage people from all walks of the community to attend. Typically about 300 people attend the event, she said, and she hopes to see at least that many this year. It is open to the public. Proceeds go to strengthening the education, employment readiness, and economic empowerment programs, said Savage Bryant. Master of Ceremonies will be Mayor Scott Eisenhower. Area jazz band They're Up Why will provide the musical entertainment along with a special guest vocalist. Keynote speaker will be Vu Lee, the executive director of Seattle-based nonprofit Rainier Valley Corps, which has the mission of tackling systemic injustice by cultivating leaders of color, strengthening organizations led by communities of color, and fostering collaborations among diverse communities. He loves nonprofit work and has extensive experience in all aspects of it, after nearly a decade of being an executive director. A silent auction will be conducted during the event. Auction items and basket themes include, but are not limited to, Best Yard on the Block, Love Your Wheels, Shape It Up, Romance is in the Air, Golfer's Delight, Bundle of Joy, The Naughty Cook, Pretty in Pink, and The Man Cave. In addition, local community leaders will be honored in recognition of their noteworthy strides in economic development and empowerment, Savage Bryant said. This year's Community Action Movement Award recipients are Vicki Hagen, the President and Chief Executive Officer of Vermilion Advantage, and Richard Brazda, the local humanitarian and retired Director of Public Transportation for the City of Danville. Other Community Service Award winners include Peter Blockman, the General Manager of the David S. Palmer Arena, Frederick Whitman, the Community Advocate, John Hendrickson of the Gilman Danforth District Library, Tina Todd of Orland Park Dental Service, Neil Porter of Trinity United Methodist Church, Ellen Lumen of the University of Illinois Cooperative Extension. East Central Illinois Community Action Agency is a not-for-profit 501c organization which fully understands and responds to the social and economic needs of families, individuals, and communities in Vermilion, Ford, and Iroquois counties. Its mission is to provide information, training, education, and other services that engage and empower families and communities to become self-sufficient. For your information, the tickets are available at $50 per person or $400 to purchase a table. Cash, check, and credit debit cards are accepted. The deadline is Friday, March 3rd. Corporate and not-for-profit sponsorship opportunities are available. Tickets and sponsorships may be purchased by calling the East Central Illinois Community Action Agency at 554-9128, emailing specialevents@comaction.org, or stopping by the administrative office at 56 North Vermilion Street. In other news, the Home Living Expo helps create independence. More prizes and a lot of new vendors await event goers at this year's Ambux Home and Living Expo. The expo will take place from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and noon to 5 p.m. Sunday at the David S. Palmer Arena at 100 West Main Street. Admission is free. We have a lot of new vendors this year, certainly a little something for everyone, according to Sherry Askren, the event coordinator. Vendors include Sherwin-Williams, B&B Construction, Kramer Siding and Window Company, Danville Public Library, Cycles Plus, Vermilion County Rape Crisis Center, Ileana Insulation Incorporated, Keep Vermilion County Beautiful, Coach House Garages, Newton's Cleaning and Restoration, Illinois Coal Miners Precision Dent Removal, Scratchmaster, Gun Gala, Gun Banquet, Jack Property Management, PSR Home Improvements, Mormons Home Improvement, LLC, Bath Fitter, Children's Dyslexia Center, Four Seasons Sunroom, Blackie's Automatic Engineering, Payless Insulation, Aris Electrolux, CTS Computers, Lipa Enterprises Incorporated, Gerling Construction, JK So Pro, Wright's Heating and Air, Helitech Waterproofing and Structural Repair, and Kara. The Children's Dyslexia Center of East Central Illinois is one of the local organizations that will have a booth set up with information about the center and an upcoming fundraiser. We put out a lot of informational material, said Helen Schindel, the administrative assistant with the center located in the Masonic Temple building, about the dyslexia brochures and two-year program information. She said many people stop into the center to find out more information. The center will have a graduation class of 10 students in May. Applications are coming in like crazy, said Schindel. The openings will go quickly. She said December also will see about 3 or 4 students also leaving the program. She said the center will have its chicken and noodle fundraiser dinner coming up on April 24th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. The dinner costs $7. There also will be a car raffle at 5 p.m. that day of a 2017 Ford Mustang. There will be more prizes to give out at the Ambux Home and Living Expo in the B&B Construction Prize Vault, with the $500 cash prize awarded to one attendee at 5 p.m. on Sunday. We will have some well-known local talent on the stage Sunday also, Askren added. We will be presenting an Amtrike both days at 2 p.m. for recipients also, which is a great way for us to show one thing we raise money to do. She said Frank Wright and others will be on hand. Wright's heating and air will be on his lift. Give where you live again this year to raise money for just that goal. Amtrikes. AmBucks is a national charitable service organization dedicated to creating mobility and independence for people with disabilities. The Danville, Illinois chapter has been making a difference locally since 1924. The Home and Business Expo raises money for Amtrikes and other AmBucks events, including the Challenger Baseball League and Summer Camp. Stage events. Saturday at 10:15 a.m., there is a welcome. At 11 a.m., the Krugers ATA Martial Arts Incorporated. At noon, Krugers ATA Martial Arts Incorporated. At 1 p.m., there is another from Krugers ATA Martial Arts Incorporated. At 2 p.m., the AmBucks Amtrike presentation. At 3 p.m., the Okinawan School of Karate Gold Team. At 4 p.m., the Red Mask Theater Company. On Sunday at noon, the Krugers ATA Martial Arts Incorporated. At 1 p.m. will be Jody's Dance Unlimited. At 2 p.m., the AmBucks Amtrike presentation. At 2:30 p.m., music by Alan Waite and Chris Taylor with Mel Hulks. At 4 p.m., music by Dustin Danger. The Danville Library seeks volunteers for a book sale. The Danville Library Foundation announces its expanded used book sale, starting with a preview sale 4 to 7 p.m. March 23rd at the Danville Public Library. The sale will start March 23rd and continue 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. March 24th and 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. March 25th in the first floor meeting room of the library, located at 319 North Vermilion Street. This sale includes thousands of books for children and adults, collectible books and audiovisual materials. Any libraries or other nonprofit groups interested in receiving any remaining book sale inventory must contact Melody Erich, the Executive Director, Danville Library Foundation, in advance at 217-477-5220, extension 114. Volunteers interested in helping with the setup March 23rd or the sale, including teardown, which will start after 2 p.m. March 25th, may sign up at the library's checkout desk. Call the Danville Library Foundation at 217-477-5220, extension 114, or email merlich@danvillepubliclibrary.org. Volunteers will receive one free book for every hour worked. The library accepts donations for the book sale of books in good condition, clean, dry, mold-free, full sets of encyclopedias from the last 3 years, audiobooks and music on CDs, and movies on DVD or Blu-ray in their original cases. Magazines including National Geographic, textbooks, Reader's Digest condensed books, cassette tapes, and VHS tapes will not be accepted. Proceeds from the book sale will be and are used to broaden and enhance the library's print and audio collection, library services, and educational and cultural opportunities for families in our community. The theater's history begins in 1920. The history of the Lorraine Theater is a long one, beginning in December 1920. Elijah J. Bourd and his son John Roslyn Bourd tossed around the idea of building a theater in Hoopston. The idea grew and building officially started in April 1921 with a groundbreaking on the corner of East Main and 3rd Streets. The roof was added in November 1921. Decorators completed the inside work by February 1922, and the Lorraine Theater had its formal grand opening on March 6, 1922. The first show, a talkie, was The Great Moment with Gloria Swanson and Milton Sills. The grand opening included the latest great events of the world in pictures, a comedy entitled For Land's Sake, and a five-piece orchestra, according to the Chronicle-Herald. On each side of the stage, said the Chronicle-Herald, there were monster boxes of American beauty roses, including pretty chandeliers from the ceiling, which made the theater indeed a perfect fairyland. Control of the Lorraine was given through several leases by the Boards between 1922 and 1934. It wasn't until Arthur J. McCollum leased the business that it was finally sold by the Board family in 1934. Board's son, John Roslin, was the first to manage the theater in those early years. Since the Boards were partners in Hoops and Telephone Company, the pair leased the Lorraine to Board Sr.'s brother-in-law, John Randolph Thompson, a wealthy restaurateur from Chicago. Thompson, also a busy man with expanding operations, sold his lease to Frank and Martin Polka in 1924. The Polka brothers, who owned six other theaters, sold their lease the following year to Arthur B. McCollum and his partner, Tracy L. Orr. McCollum also was responsible for the remodeled Lorraine using the expertise of Alex Clausen of Chicago. Clausen changed so much of the inside of the Lorraine, the newspaper of October 15, 1937, stated that it has been so thoroughly rebuilt that only the sturdy outer walls seem familiar. Clausen added the present canopy, men's and women's restrooms, fewer seats, about 600, two entryways to the auditorium instead of one in the center, and a balcony. He also donated the mural that has hung in the Lorraine since 1937 until the current renovation began. It has been moved to a safe place, cleaned and stored until work is completed. McCollum is one of the most areas residents remember, along with Arthur J. Nelson, who took the reins on December 31, 1961. Nelson became an employee of the Lorraine Theater when he was 14 years old and worked his way up to purchasing the theater from McCollum. Nelson held the reins of the Lorraine until Greg Boardman and Jim Franklin bought the theater in October 1987. Boardman added more renovations to restore artwork in the men's restroom, a new roof, repairs to the marquee, reupholstered the seats, painted the floor, replaced aisle carpeting, and added a Dolby sound system. Boardman later modernized the sound system by adding an 8-channel Dolby Dynamic digital sound system to show first-run movies effectively. He later renovated the Paper House in the 200 block of East Main to house Lorraine II in September 1998. This second theater allowed Boardman to obtain newer first-run movies while still meeting obligations of the previous one's showing dates. The Lorraine Theater went through two more owners, Kevin Alvarez of Burlington, Wisconsin, and Josh Caudill of California, until it closed in April 2012. Main Source Bank received the Lorraine in a foreclosure that year, putting it up for sale. It wasn't until July 31, 2013, that concerned Hoopston citizens led by Susan Comstock first viewed the Lorraine. They saw its sad shape and decided not to let her die. The group band together had several meetings in August and formed the Save the Lorraine Foundation. The new 501c organization received a setback in September when it was informed the Lorraine and her sister Lorraine II had been sold. Fontella Fraley Kraut, however, who bought the two theaters as a package, generously donated them to the organization. By December 2013, the Lorraine II, now Little Lorraine, received a facelift and showed its first movies, Goonies and Fast and Furious 6, on the weekend of December 19th. A happy ending indeed. And now some of the obituaries for today. Deborah D. Attlee. Deborah D. Attlee, 60, of Tilton, died at 12:47 p.m. Sunday, February 26, 2017, at Carroll Foundation Hospital in Urbana. Funeral services will be at 10 a.m. Thursday at Robeson Chapel, 103 Douglas Street in Catlin. Pastor Lynette Diatley will officiate. Burial will be in Sunset Cemetery in Danville. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. Wednesday at Robeson Chapel. Glenn Miller, 70, of Catlin, died at 4:12 a.m. Monday, February 27, 2017, in Danville. Funeral services will be at 10 a.m. Friday at Robeson Chapel, 103 Douglas Street in Catlin, with Chris Lawler officiating. Burial will be in Zion Hills Cemetery in Centralia. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. Thursday at Robeson Chapel. And finally, Robert Neal, 82, of Danville, died at 2:28 p.m. on Friday, February 24, 2017, at Pleasant Meadows Senior Living. Funeral services will be at 2 p.m. Thursday at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center, 3940 North Vermilion Street in Danville, with Doug Knapp officiating. Burial will be in Sunset Memorial Park in Danville. Visitation will be from 1 to 2 p.m. Thursday at the funeral home. And in our final piece here, autumn leaves are causing problems. Even as an apparent early spring approaches, village officials are dealing with last fall's leaves. Kevin Kirk told fellow Catlin board members that village employees have spent considerable time picking up leaves that residents have put into the streets. It seems a few of our residents are raking or blowing leaves from their yards into the street, he said. This causes problems when we get rain and the leaves are washed down into the storm sewer basins, which become blocked and can cause flooding when rain runoff cannot drain down the sewer basins. Mayor Butch Schmink said residents can be fined under the village's nuisance ordinance for such actions. A DHS student wins a regional contest. The champion of the Eastern Illinois Regional Contest for Poetry Out Loud National Recitation Contest is Isabella Cooper of Danville High School. She recited The Snowstorm by Ralph Waldo Emerson and The Spring by Thomas Carew. Cooper will advance to the state contest on March 10th in Springfield. Each champion at the state level will receive $200 and an all-expense paid trip to Washington, D.C. for the national championship, April 25th through 26th. Poetry Out Loud is a national arts education program that encourages the study of great poetry by offering educational materials and the recitation competition to high schools nationwide. And with that, I thank you once again for joining me here on the Illinois Reader, Illinois Radio Reader. My name is Cedric Richardson, and it's been a pleasure to read with you. Until next time, I bid you farewell and a good day.